Coming up on this episode, working in a nursing home, getting the show started, sitting, growing up on Hitler's bomb list in Rockford, Illinois, avoiding human interaction, and going to the Ron Jeremy sex club. Strap yourself in, or the opposite. Welcome to Portlandians. Let's face it, it's a filthy little podcast.
About music.
Comedy.
And revolution.
You're listening to episode number 34. This episode may contain
comedy
and or
revolution.
It's been a while since the last part of this series, the Sex and Other Social Experiments series, part one, was about a year ago. Here's part two. I suggest going back and listening to part one to refresh. Maybe you never heard it. Asshole. I don't really mean that. At least not in public. But yeah, it'll give you a good basis for this. I do, however, think that they just keep getting better, though. Keep listening, and you will be rewarded. With the continuity that comes with a stick-to-itiveness that allows you to be forthright and forthcoming and march forth. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Let's just go into the episode. Last time on Sex and Other Social Experiments.
He was like, no, 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 I just want you to inhale and then exhale the smoke all over my penis and balls.
He said penis?
You think he's just trying to give himself testicular cancer?
And not that I'm against anal, but just when did that become normal for a dude to bring it up on the first hookup?
It feels like you're pushing back against it a little bit.
What was that character's name in Grease that Rizzo took to the dance in Grease? You know, with the pock marks all over his face?
I think his name was Grease Witherspoon.
Is your family talented?
You ever heard of Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yes.
He's my son.
I would like to do right now, I would like to act out the words of one of my heroes. Let's snap into it. Slim Jim.
In the family room? Why?
No, in my bedroom.
Your bedroom.
Well, I mean, I was probably 16 when he comes up to me. Jen, I gotta be honest with you. I'm like, what's up? He's like, about 4 years ago, you were probably over at a friend's house or something. It was a Saturday morning. And the city of Rockford had turned off the water in the neighborhood for a window of time that they had notified everybody. We're going to be doing some maintenance, turning off the water. He was like, and you weren't home. And I had to take a shit. I mean, I had to take a shit. And I mean, I couldn't use our bathroom, couldn't flush the toilet. And yeah, your bedroom was the only one with a lock on the door. So I laid newspaper down on your bedroom floor, squatted, and took a dump. And then he proceeded to take the shit-filled newspaper out in the backyard and just throw it in our lilac bushes.
Why didn't you just shit in the lilac bushes?
Well, we had neighbors, and there's a house right behind us, but why not just shit on the bathroom floor?
Why not shit in the toilet?
Well, he didn't want to leave shit where he couldn't flush it then. The water was off. shit in my room. And he just said it was like, I laid out newspapers and I took a dump. You had more space. I couldn't do it in the bathroom. Look at how tall I am. And he got offended that I would even think of suggesting he would go in the bathroom to lay newspaper down to take a dump.
Yeah.
Very particular, my family.
I can't even imagine why. How would you get to that being okay? That's your choice. It's so confusing.
It's my family. They're colorful. Taking a dump on your baby sister's floor and telling her 4 years later of, well, I gotta be honest with you. It's just...
I love how the story was laid out in such a proper... It was like the minutes to a city council meeting or something. Well, there was this one day in Rockford, Illinois, where between the periods of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., because of other needs, because of conservation, they had to shut the water out for a few hours. So I took a shit in your bedroom.
He talks like, he articulates. He's very precise. Not an asshole, though. Definitely not. Has a sense of humor, but could be very... with the words he chooses. Gotta make it sound like my brother's autistic or something. Not that there's anything wrong with autism.
No, I love it. Dali.
Or was it Asperger's?
Asperger's?
Isn't that adult?
The environmental group?
Adult.
Oh, you're thinking of Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the Steelers.
Do you even watch football?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. American football and every other country's football.
I have nothing to say about sports. I'm not even gonna bullshit. I can't bullshit about it.
I'm glad you went with me on the Steelers quarterback thing. You acted like you knew what I was talking about. It was very
just
nice.
Just nodding my head. I'm just,
Oh, I should be laughing right now.
I am good at making people feel better about themselves. I'm a good bullshitter.
Especially the smoking thing.
I do.
It could have made him feel really bad.
Yeah.
Instead, he went the other way.
Well, I enjoy trying out new things, I guess. I always believe you should try everything twice. First time might not be that good. Second time, you never know. Try it again. Come on.
And I had some bad shellfish once. I mean, it doesn't mean don't ever eat shellfish again.
Absolutely.
You hear that? Brought to you by the National Shellfish Council.
Asian ladies drink Arctic breeze for our Asian needs. Asian ladies know what feels right. Arctic breeze for our Asian lives.
I was a CNA for a hot minute in Illinois and just looking at nursing homes. If you hate your parents, put them in a nursing home.
Yeah. Who knows what I'll feel like when I actually get there, but I've always felt that if I have to do it myself, I'll do it. I'll just go off in the woods.
I thought you were going to say if I have to wipe my own ass, I'll do it.
But if I can get those people in the nursing homes to do it all this time, why stop?
No, it was good skills. I know the 21 basic life skills. That if you just want to collapse on the couch right now and pretty much be in a coma, I can take care of you. I mean, I'm not certified anymore. I've let my license lapse a couple years. Oh, I could make your bed with you, an occupied bed, and put new sheets on. Brush your teeth, wipe your ass, give you a shower, give you a bed bath.
Some of those things sound better than others.
Yeah. But think about it, not having to wipe your own ass.
I still think it would be one of those things I'd be like, it's fine, I'll don't worry about it. That's enough. No, it was good, I just...
You think you could ever wipe someone's ass?
Wow. Into the heavy questions already.
Yeah.
It would be really hard to do.
I was the first one in my class to volunteer. Of like, so, who wants to wash the vagina? And the woman, you know, who's in the bed, the resident at the nursing home, couldn't speak, couldn't hear. But, you know, everyone just freezes, and I already have the washcloth wrapped around my hand and raise it. I'll do it. And just stepped right in and took over. Yeah. Always one to step up to the plate if no one else is. It seems that that's been my style for a while now.
I'm your style for a while.
Style for a while.
I like it.
I knew a friend who was going to do the EpiPen in his thigh and had it backwards, and the needle went into his thumb. And had to call 911. Ambulance came.
Into the bone?
It curved. The needle like bent around, so when he tried pulling it out, he couldn't get it. So the ambulance comes, and the paramedics are just kind of looking around of like, what are you guys doing? Like, he's like, I had nuts earlier, you know, I'm highly allergic to nuts, I came home to use the EpiPen, I accidentally shot at my thumb. They think they're high on fucking meth, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, they cut it out for him. Like, he'll start to feel better in a couple hours. So he goes back out again.
I'm holding my thumb. As you're saying this.
Well, his hand starts to go numb later on in the night. Because of the medicine, it just stopped in his hand, so he has to go to the emergency room. And apparently, the nurse came clean to him of like, oh, this happens a lot more than you think. It happens to a lot of nurses here. Of just accidentally stabbing their thumb with the EpiPen and not having it.
Really?
But they had to give him a shot to get the blood back in his hand. And all that, but of just allergies. Like, what a nightmare.
Why the hell do those exist?
But he did the...
Creationists.
Is that fan too much for you? Question one.
No.
Excellent. Good job. That was the right answer. You want to get the show started? Guest?
Yes.
Let's do this.
Look how serious it is.
It's not serious at all.
Yes.
I just said, like, I picked up papers, and then all of a sudden, this tension fell in the room. And I was like, oh no, what happened? Hey.
Yes.
Welcome to Portlandians. This is Sam. And...
Jennifer.
Good to have you. I've never actually done anything like this with another person in the room, so it's really awkward for me to be saying these words right now. But basically, I haven't done one of these shows in a really long time. And I'm wicked rusty. So I was thinking that we'd kind of get back into the groove of doing these shows. You should have seen how long it took me to get this all this equipment together. I was so fucking confused, and I completely forgot how to use this. I guess it's just a mixer.
You're like, I don't even, this is just for show.
I don't even know what it is. I'm using it for one of the mics, I think, maybe. Anyways, I completely forgot how to use it, and for some reason couldn't get that mic to go through it at all. Very strange. This one right here. There's only two, and they both suck. But, you know, donate. There's a donate button on portlandians.com. Give me money for a good mic. If you don't like it so much, why don't you put your money where your mouth is?
Absolutely.
Right? I'm glad I have somebody to agree with me. So, yes. Get back into the groove so I learn how to do these shows again. Do a show that covers the three main subjects of Portlandians. The podcast. Which you're on. More on that later. Sound like I was going to insult you, and then I... So, I shouldn't pat myself on the back so hard. If somebody meant to stay that way, my face might stay that way.
I like the fact that you pat yourself on the back, and I'm like, what the fuck? You're not even going to wait for me to give you any encouragement. You got enough for yourself. This is fine. I like it. Confidence.
Confidence.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
If you're not going to believe in yourself... Who else is?
Well, so far, I'm the only one, so you're right.
At least you have something.
So, the three main subjects of Portlandians, I don't know if you know, the tagline of Portlandians is, and I quote, a filthy little podcast about music, comedy, revolution. Touch on a little bit. We'll do kind of like a choose your own adventure thing later. So, as always, everyone knows that this show is live. So feel free to call in. We're doing this live. Like I said, everybody knows that. I already said that. So everyone knows we're doing this live, right? Here's the number to make your voice heard. That number is 1-976-555-PORTLANDIANS.com. Once again, now that was good enough. Rewind it. So, I have a guest here. How are you?
I'm doing very well
today. Oh, that is so excellent. It's good to hear. Let's take a break. Ew, gross. And we're back. Meow. Plane just crashed. Somebody just feeding you mashed potatoes over there. It sounded like plane crashed. Some of you might be thinking, who the fuck is this guest?
I ask myself that every day.
You ask yourself, who the fuck is this guest?
Who the fuck am I?
Like, you just wake up and there's a different person on your couch every day and you don't know who they are.
Who the fuck is this guest?
That'd be a great movie. It's like a weird version of Groundhog Day.
It's a different guest.
It's very specific. Everything else is in your life is different. Like a normal life. But that one thing.
Or would you have interactions
with them?
Every
day you wake up and there's a different person on your couch, so you have no idea who they are. So somebody out there, I'm sure, is still thinking, who the fuck is this guest? So my first question is then, who the fuck are you?
I'm Jennifer Jones.
Oh, I know you.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Good to have you.
Student, barista. I volunteer for Network for Reproductive Options, if I could do a plug, if you don't mind.
Oh, do it.
Oregon's only independent abortion fund based out of Eugene. Last year, we raised $70,000 to provide money for women in Oregon, Idaho, and Washington for abortions.
Wow.
So, yeah, not only donating to your podcast, but if you would like to go to networkforreproductions.org.
Correction, that's nroptions.org. Back to the show.
We would love to have you donate to help out all the women in our tri-state area. But yeah, as far as that, that's pretty much what takes up the bulk of my time is doing that volunteer work and school and work.
Excellent.
Yeah, sitting down.
Sitting down.
I love sitting down.
Let's talk about that. That's...
I do.
I don't want to get too deep right away, but
you like
sitting down.
I do. I mean, everybody does yoga, rides their bike, and I'm just like, just opposite of what everybody seems to be, at least here.
Running sucks.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll run if someone's chasing me. My knees hurt. My knees start hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's awful. I'm only 25, but I should be priming my body now to then let go when I'm older. But I've let go.
So you let go at a higher level.
I let go years ago, and I think it happened when I stopped playing grade school basketball. I just stopped doing everything. Like,
oh my god. We should finish this before it's dark and go shoot some hoops
God.
In the park.
I've been playing basketball in years, yeah.
Okay.
I was defense queen, though. I had the height.
That's the best. Yeah. That's the best.
Just blocking shots.
Kevin Garnett. I said that really weird.
I beg your pardon? Yes, that is where I'm from, Rockford, Illinois. Very high aggravated assault cases, but nice. They're really trying to turn the city around. I have a few friends still living there that aren't just complaining as far as living there. They're really trying to better the city, and more power to them. I hope they could do something,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how they do it. It's sad. Industrial city just turned to shit. People not working. High crime rate. Public school system's terrible.
What was the industry?
The industry? Cars. Screw City. That is actually Rockford's claim to fame. They, during World War II...
Even better than Tacoma Screw products?
Oh, yeah. Well, all of Rockford was on Hitler's list to bomb, though, as far as we were creating parts for... Yeah, Rockford making it happen. And then Ingersoll was a big company where they outsourced to China. A bunch of people lost their jobs. I guess when you look at like stereotypical Detroit, all that, I mean, just for the Midwest, it's what happened to a lot of cities. And it's a big city. It's the second largest city compared to Chicago and Illinois. It's okay if you have a family.
Yeah.
And a job, but that's pretty much it. If you stay there, you know, you're going to have a family, you're going to get by, and right. I don't want that. Yeah. And I hate when people bring up, oh, you'll change your mind, your uterus clock is ticking, and just how, like...
You'll vote Republican, you'll be racist, and you'll want children.
That's what, yeah, it's just too, I don't know. End of the day, I just would rather just decompress at home. Be a fat ass shut in, I guess, is the appropriate. Yeah. I don't know. And then I have a bunch of people, we should hang out, and I say yeah to be polite. And I never follow, or they'll try following up. Come on, let's hang out. And I just don't know how to tell them. Like, I really don't. It's not you. But there's so many other people before you that I've been blowing off to hang out with that I just don't want to add another fucking person to that list.
It's not you. It's my intense hatred of you.
I just don't have any more room or any time for any new friends. But
Not that you would be that. Well, I just don't have time either way.
God, it sounds awful. Who has time for friends? But who does?
Courtney Cox did.
Didn't like that show.
Yeah, I didn't really relate to it. I didn't find much relatable material.
You could be what was his name? David, let's call him Shwarma.
David Shwarma.
Shows us David Shwarma. I'd like to teach sex ed. I'm leaning more towards that.
I would imagine that there wouldn't be as much competition as other teaching. Well, no, because there's less jobs for it. Well, but you would think less people would, like, if you have a teaching background, you would rather teach, like, I don't teach social studies. I don't teach sex ed.
I do. Yeah, fuck yeah.
No, I know. That's fine.
But I just...
I'm just saying that, like, I bet... general population, there's less teachers that would want to teach that.
Well, the problem too is just...
So it might balance out the fact that there's probably only one in every school.
Well, but the curriculum too, depending where you're at of what you're allowed to teach. Mm. I mean, even like professors teaching human sexuality have been fired for... If you Google it, I'm not sure. There was a professor at school who used a fuck... What was it called? A fuck saw? Where I'm guessing I don't know, like, have you ever seen, like, the dildos that are hooked? Yeah, just, like,
this
look up.
It's already scary.
Yeah. And it was a live demonstration of this guy using it on his girlfriend of, like, a dildo that was, like, automated where it would just go in and out. And apparently the school found that to be extremely inappropriate, even though the students loved it. Loved it. But, yeah, he was let go. I don't know, I went to Ron Jeremy's sex club for my human sexuality class. Not,
oh, shit.
Before hours at, like, 3 in the afternoon, which is probably more awkward than going there during. But
way awkward.
But I don't even think it'd be awkward.
All the lights are up.
But no, when you walk in, it's, you've never been to Club Sesso, is the club's name, downtown. And, you know, you walk in, there's a dance floor. It's like you're at a bar.
Uh-huh.
And then you walk down a hallway where they have a buffet.
Of course.
And then you look and they have a couple
How high is the counter on the buffet is what I'm concerned with.
Ooh, like if it's... Was it waist level? It was a reasonable height. God, now you have me thinking.
That's
of like,
big,
well, there wasn't
that's
any food.
A big
food.
Factor for me.
Shit. Well, when you... You go in, you pass the buffet. They had a couple, like, cabana chairs you could fuck on, a couple showers, one with, like, 3 or 4 shower heads. But the thing I really liked, upstairs, there was a bar that didn't serve anything that you would just sit at. And when you'd look, you know, into it, there were, like, 5 mattresses just on the ground that you could just watch people fucking. And then there are rooms you could go into where if you wanted privacy, you could close the curtain. Otherwise, you could open it so the couple, whoever in the room next to you, can, like, watch you and all that. And so at the end of it, this guy's like, so many of you kids are over 21. I go to community college and we're all raising our hand. And he was like, how about free passes? So I still have a free pass,
That's
VIP
awesome.
Pass with Ron Jeremy's face on it. But a friend tried inviting me to go to gangbang night. She's a member. And she was like, Jen, come on, ladies get in for free. I'm like,
of course,
exactly. Of course ladies get in for free. And I am comfortable with my sexuality, but there is still just something, I don't know necessarily, I don't want to experience it with her. Like, even though she's a member, she goes, I might feel more comfortable going with someone else, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up, I didn't go. I wanted to just to see what it was like. But like the owner said, it was like if 500 people are here in a given night, maybe 100 of them are having sex. So. And then I'm the asshole to ask the question. So, according to your website, I was reading the buffet items. What makes your meatballs so infamous?
Ah!
Just fucking asshole. It's like,
they're balls, like balls.
Well, but I love
it's
it.
It's a fucking sex club, balls.
Well, all I can think of, I was like, when was the last time I was on a field trip for school? It was back in, what, the 7th grade? So being like 24 years old and just like going to a sex club of like, what makes your meatballs so infamous?
They're balls. Next question.
That's a great class. So for any listeners who have never taken a human sexuality course at a college,
PCC.
PCC. I don't believe Pam Miller Tatro, she isn't teaching it anymore, but that's the teacher who would bring students to Club Sesso, and they loved her for it. And she was a great teacher. Fucking nuts in the best way possible. But you have to be to teach that subject, almost. You have to have a eclectic sense of humor? I don't know. Or just...
Yeah, I mean, you can't teach it with a straight face.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And why would you?
Exactly. Well, I wish they would talk more about masturbation, I guess, at a younger age. Of just the joys of, like, hey, if you're not going to be getting any when you're older, like, trust me, your own orgasm for masturbating is going to be around the longest, is going to be your best friend. So you might as well become comfortable with that and enjoy it, because, hey, you might have to depend on that. And that's okay. I think it's great. It's your longest companion that you have when you think about it, is your providing pleasure to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now it's time for...
bugs.
Things that will help me out.
Share things on Facebook, on Twitter, on Stumble, on Tumblr, on Google Plus, on Dig, on Pinterest. You can do all of that stuff right off the posts on PortlandIans.com. You can also go on iTunes, rate it, give it a comment. All those things will help me get sponsors, things like that that I need. But yeah, if you guys want to donate some money through the donate button on PortlandIans.com, that would be awesome.
A couple of show-specific ones, and then some generals. Obviously, there's some music in this show that I did not write. There's the WCCW music. The dun da 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 da. That one. That's World Class Championship Wrestling from the mid-80s. That's what I grew up on. I don't know why I did. Also the Kinks with Come Dancing. Also the Super Mario Brothers music. Also the stupid Rembrandts, I'll Be There For You. I mean, I shouldn't even have to say this. Also, you should check out Jennifer's nonprofit that she works with called Network for Reproductive Options, nroptions.org. Okay.
You've had to listen to plugs.
Aww.
Dulling my pain with a binger. It kinda makes everything good.
Oh, hi. This is Sam. Sorry you had to listen to those plugs, right? Anyways, thanks for listening. I assume by you making it this far that you liked it. I bet you'll like part 3 even better. I swear they keep getting better. Everyone's a little bit funnier. I feel like we got comfortable as we recorded them. So, if you liked 1 and 2, oh boy, as they say. And I'm doing finger quotes when I do they. And I think you know what I mean. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So, thanks for listening. New one's coming out fairly soon. I can't promise a date. I don't have enough time in my life. I wish I did. I wish I could make money doing this. I plan on, I can't decide which one I should focus on, but I plan on getting out and doing some more music or stand-up. So look out for one of those. See, that's the problem. I want to make money doing something that I care about. The problem is not many things that I care about. That's not true. I care about a lot. I have ideas. I just don't have money to start the things or the time to take off of the stupid low-paying job that I have to, you know what? What the fuck? People are getting shot and killed. What do I care? All right. I mean, I do have good... Listen. I've heard from people in suits. They say that, you know, you got to have a catchy name and be able to diversify. I've heard that word a lot. The path to success. Catchy name and be able to diversify. So I came up with a business called Company Line Towing. They can come to me if they have a nightmare with their car or if they have a customer complaint on line one. I can tell you didn't like that one. How about aspersions casting? People call when they need an actor or if they need to commit slander. I think that's a good one. And then I started getting, well, what about nonprofits? So I figure, do, you know, thing for people that are recovering from cancer. And you do that using therapy through the art of dance. It's called pancreatic dancer. Okay.
Also, I mean, somebody's got to like that one. Somebody out there. Send me money. Become a partner. Take out a loan in your name. Give the money to me. What do you say? Meow. How about, came up with an idea for another podcast, which I don't know what the hell that's going to do to me. But, so I really want to, I feel like we need to break down the walls between, you know, the hetero world and just the other worlds. There's just too much confusion. There's too much, people don't understand each other. You just gotta, let's just talk about it. So I figure it's a podcast where I'm the host, but I'm playing the role of guest. So basically what happens is every week I have a different gay / other person. Every week they come on and they can ask me anything they want. No taboos. Anything you want. It's called Query for the Straight Guy. Maybe that's not this. This one's flawless. There are a lot of veggie meats out there, okay? You've seen them. Not a lot of veggie seafood, though. So I want to make a line of fake seafood and call it not seafood. Because it's not actually seafood. Not seafood. I have no idea why that one hasn't worked yet. To me, that's flawless. But I need investors for all that, and I can't get them. So, gotta figure out what I can afford to make on my own. And that basically narrows it down to porn. That's all I can afford to do, right? It's the cheapest thing there is. All you need is a camera and people who fuck. And then you get into the whole parody scene, and who that's like guaranteed money. Who doesn't want to see a porn version of Star Trek? Or a porn version of Star Wars? Star Search. I think reality shows would be pretty great. Reality porn. Especially competition shows. So you think you can fuck? That one I wrote, and then I was like, I should probably look that up, because that seems like something that somebody else would have thought of already. And sure enough, it is already a gay porn series. So it is a good idea. There you go. A multiple part series been produced and released off the premise that I just came up with. It's a good idea. That's proof. So she gave me money for my other porn idea, which is, it's a civil rights theme, tribute, really, to one of my heroes. It's called Martin Luther King. Dulling my pain with a binger, making it all feel so good. If it makes you happy, then do it. Tell them to go fuck. Fuck themselves. Tell them to go fuck themselves. Tell them to go fuck away and fuck themselves. Ooh! Wow.
Take care. Talk to you soon.